Blog Talk Radio.
It's honored to have award-winning actress and legendary queen of comedy, Monique, on Monday night, March 12th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in and get the latest 411.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or a tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly, there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history. You have to be careful with toxic shock syndrome and stuff just because of what it's made out of is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins.
All right, good evening. Welcome to WAMRDB. We have the meeting in the ladies' room. Tonight we have the special guests tonight. I mean, ladies in the house. We have the meeting in the ladies' room with the one and only lovely and talented Miss Lydia Marie. I got the one and only Miss Jasmine Soul on the line. And upcoming new artist, that's Paige Ellis in the house. Ladies, how are you doing out there this evening?
Good evening.
Hi. Wonderful as always. Wonderful as always. Thank you for the invite.
Well, it's great to have you on again. Last week we had you on, Liz. We were talking into the audience about what you're doing, and you have so much on your table. I forgot to name one more person that's on the line as well, and she's working hard, and that's our producer, Miss Karima Ali Bowens in the house. That's right, Miss Bowles.
Hey, 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 Karima, what's up, Ma?
Good evening.
She's going to be laid back probably recovering from last night, too.
No. Last night was a whole different conversation. So thank you all. I apologize on behalf of whoever that y'all up there freezing to death. But try to tell y'all, black folks ain't got no business being up there.
Hey, let me tell you something. It was like 30-something degrees today. We had our shorts on out of here.
It was
30. We was in shorts and T-shirts.
Last week, you guys, Miss Karima got on us here. In case you don't know, we have listeners all over the world, but she's in Atlanta. So, what is the temperature there, Karima? Rub it in.
Yeah, it was about 55, 60 today. We treated it.
We were only about 20 degrees colder. Right.
Okay. Just gotta get it too. It was some folks from New York. I pulled up to them. They had their box popped out. I said, y'all happy as hell, ain't y'all? I saw, yeah. All right, but yeah, thanks for including me in the show. I appreciate you guys. But giving us some love.
That's right. We all
love you so much. Thanks for the opportunity. You know, I'm going to always say this to you ladies. I mean, the fact that you're even doing this is phenomenal. It's so needed and so appreciated. So from me to you, I bow down and thank you both so much.
Yeah. Well, you're most welcome, because that's what it's about. It's about the ladies.
You don't have to bow down. You don't have to bow down. Hold on. You don't have to bow down. We just want you to keep to the agreement that I'm going to be the backup singer on stage when it's time. That's all I'm looking forward to. That's one thing. I'm going to get on stage.
Hey, I'm taking my curtsy. I'm taking my curtsy. Right when you come out, I'm going to take a curtsy and stand back and give you my mic, mama.
I just wanted to die. Don't give me the mic. I just want to be the backup singer in the back. Wait in the back.
But you need a mic to sing back up, Ma.
Right. Okay. All right.
So I'm gonna take some Lucy curtsies and fall back and give you my mic so you can do your thing up in the Minneapolis here.
No, that's all. All right.
Well, I can say this. Karima's not coming up here to Minnesota until it gets a little bit warmer, which will probably not till July or August for her.
I know that's right. I ain't mad at her.
Well, getting back on subject, you guys, I just want to give a shout out to all the ladies and all the listeners that's listening in with us this evening. We appreciate it. Last night we had a hot show, WAMRDB. I mean, they tore it up last night. They brought in the one and only, the queen of comedy herself. That was Monique. And now tonight we got the one and only Miss Lydia Marie that's up and coming and doing wonderful things. The reason why I say up and coming is because you're going to be known internationally, girl.
I'm about to say up and coming, huh?
I know what I'm talking about, up and coming internationally, okay? You're known now.
All right. I'm going to take that blessing. Go on now.
That's right. So, Miss Lydia and Miss Jasmine, I'm going to start with Miss Lydia first. Lydia, tell us what's in your itinerary and what's going on with you right now.
So much of everything, DeMonica. You know, Minneapolis is really on fire right now. I mean, once again, as we were, you know, back in the 80s, I think we're that times a million right now. We have got everybody descending upon our city, and it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? That I think that not only musically, but everything from just creativity, period, like film, writers, actors, the kids, you know, everybody's kind of getting their opportunity to really show what we're all about. We're really a mecca of talent here. And one of the things that I'm so proud of myself is that, you know, I look at it like this. You know, I've done my thing. I retired. I only came back for the sake of bringing awareness to the plight of homelessness and helping out those in need. And at the same time, uplifting, you know, the millennials. Well, I call them the brilliant ones, but the world says the millennials. So Jazz from Soul is one of my brilliant ones. She's the very first one that that came to me. She found me, actually, and I think it was through her dad. And when I met her, I just knew that she was everything, and she has so much talent. She's so versatile that I think what you guys are going to find is that everything from music to film to books to radio to television to everything is about to come out of Minneapolis. And you're going to have so many of us that are doing it, you know, for one reason or another, because the world is watching. But you're also going to have that special elite group of us who are doing it because we want to help others. We want to eradicate homelessness, which is a huge thing. As you know, for me, my campaign here in Minnesota, beginning here but going across the Midwest and everywhere else where it's needed. And I got so many beautiful people who rock with me for that purpose. So, yeah, Jazz is that brilliant one. Kevin King is my partner. He's been my ride or die forever. So we got everything, and he's on the line too. Magazine-wise, photography, film, we got everything. We're a one-stop shop right here in Minneapolis.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about with artists who rock and the Untouchables and that as well. I would like to ask, now, explain to us, Miss Jazlyn Soul, what is her relationship with you?
Are you asking me what my relationship is with Lydia?
Well, I was asking Lydia, so she's introducing you on here right now.
Right.
Okay.
So Jazlyn, I'm mentoring Jazz. Jazz is a very talented, beyond talented young lady who possesses many gifts. She's a beautiful singer. She's a beautiful girl and a beautiful soul, first of all. But beyond that, she's a strong mother. She's an advocate for the community and everything good there. And she gives back tirelessly. Jazz and I are working on some film projects collectively, actually, which is kind of cool. I've got about 20 projects that I've been working on for about, I don't know, 10 years at least. Jazz has just recently discovered her gifts as a writer in that sense, and she's got some phenomenal work that she's working on. So we have some meetings. You know, we're going to do some stuff together, some stuff separately, but at the end of the day, everything that we're doing is going to benefit those in need. Everything that we're doing is going to uplift the community. Jazz has got a television talk show coming on. I mean, she's just everywhere doing everything. She's like my daughter. I'll put it that way. If I had a daughter, and I do have one in my dream, that would be Jazz. So, yeah, that's her. Yeah.
It can be my mommy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to bring on the one and only Miss Jazlyn. So, hey, Jazlyn, how are you?
Hey.
I am great.
Well, I got to ask you a couple questions. It's been an honor to work with you. I'd just like to ask, first of all, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Okay.
Well, I know you've been super busy, so I have just a few questions here. One of my questions are, what are your musical influences?
I couldn't hear you.
What are your musical influences?
Ooh, let's see. I go back to Whitney Houston, NDRE, but like Bill Scott. Soul music. It goes on and on. I can't even name everybody. And also Miss Demonica. She can sing.
Yeah, Miss Demonica can sing her heart out, that's for sure.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Well, I appreciate that. So coming up, like, what age did you realize and that you knew that you could sing? Like, how old were you?
Like, I can sing when I was about 6 years old, but I was so shy about it. So I would, like, my house and, like, stretch my arms out, look both ways, and I'd be Houston or, what's her name, Mariah Carey. And so I started singing, but I was stop as soon as I see someone because I didn't want them to, you know, I was just really shy like that. And so I was always a private singer. Yeah, I was like, you know, I was real quiet about my singing for like years, you know, and then I did like some talent shows and stuff and won some talent shows and was singing with a group of girls, you know, my friends. And I just got more used to it. And so I always wrote music, but I kind of stopped doing everything for a while once I had my kids, and then I just kind of stopped for some years. But then it was some people I met that got me back into it. I started going to the studio, and then I ended up meeting Lydia Marie. And how I met her was my dad is Facebook friends with her. So he had showed me a few videos of her little self out there chasing down the homeless, giving them blankets and coats and stuff. I'm like, this is a cool thing. So, you know, I watched her a little bit, and then she had a post up. My dad showed me that she was looking for someone to help her out and that wanted to do things for homeless people, you know. And I'm like, well, that's cool, you know. But he's like, send her a message. I'm like, send her a message. She's not even my Facebook friend. So what I did was send her a friend request. And then I told her that I'm interested. So then we talked on the phone for a long time, and then we ended up meeting, and then we just really clicked with everything. And I see her mission and her vision on stuff, and I'm just like, this is really good, you know. So then working with the band was really nice, you know, meeting different people and different backgrounds of, you know, their careers in music and learning a lot of things, the ins and outs, the bad and the good. I love doing what I'm doing with the Untouchables, you know, with touching the homeless as well. Walking out there, me and Lydia went out there giving out stuff, care packages to the homeless, and met some people, took some numbers down because they need more things. So we're working on getting them some stuff. This lady Mary. I really love what we're doing with the community and stuff. As far as my other stuff that I'm doing is, you know, with the films, I've been acting in a few movies, and I decided one day that I'm going to write my own film, only because I really thought that I could do it. There's something about it of even a while ago, I thought I could write my own film. But once I started writing, it was a little harder than I thought.
Excuse me for a second. Jasmine, if you're on the speakerphone or anything like that, you're going in and out, so we're not able to hear you clearly.
Oh, okay.
It might be the cold weather. It could be the frozen lines. The telephone man out there shaking and stuff. Y'all got to do better.
Okay, can you guys hear me now?
That only happens. Yeah, okay, because y'all a long way from here. Anyway.
We in the North.
Sorry, I just had to tell y'all. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But, yeah, I started writing a TV series that I'm doing. I got some great actors involved with it. I don't want to say too much yet, but got a little some Hollywood interested in my film, so we're going to be shooting that pretty soon, the trailer for that. And it's a few other movies, like I'm co-writing on Lydia's projects and stuff like that, and another producer here working on his films, Larry Jackson. He got some really cool films. And I'm starting a TV show with him and my co-host, Darnella. We're doing a show, a TV news show, and it's about the community. So we're going to involve the community in that. So it's really all the stuff I'm working on is for the community and getting the community involved. So that's pretty much what I'm doing right now, staying busy. The end.
Well, that's a lot right there.
Yeah.
And I know working with Miss Lydia Marie, she's going to have you really busy.
We see each other about every day.
Mm-hmm. And tell us all about your show that's coming up on March 31st.
Okay. Well, we are. Jazz, you want to go or I go?
I mean, well, you found it, so.
Okay, so we got a couple of gigs. You know, we only gig in the interest of bringing awareness and money for the homeless population. So that's what our thing is. Everybody's busy doing everything else that they do. So March 31st, we will be at the Spring Street Tavern. It's a little intimate spot. It's kind of cool. It's a little basement area. And really, it's just our way of getting our chops up and gelling together for the first time as a full band. I've got some really bad players. I'm so excited. I've got some bad singers, you know, including Al Hudson, Demonica's coming through. Jazz is there, Brian Lind is there, and Jonathan Ross, Ed Newman, Tony Washington. We're going to turn the spot out. But more importantly, what we want to start doing is creating an environment for, let's all come together and let's write some songs and let's do these soundtracks, because we've each got, if we total it up, maybe 20 films, you know, amongst ourselves. And some fiction, some not, but mainly everything that I do is based on a true story. So some of Minneapolis history is going to be revealed, and I got to shout out and thank Mr. Kevin King. He's on the line right now. He
thank you, Kevin. Yeah.
Kevin, are you there? Kevin, you there? Where you at? Well, there he is. Kevin is from the East Coast by way of Atlanta, and he was huge in the fashion industry out there. Yep, him and his brother did a whole lot of work out there, but Kevin is really the kind of the silent weapon in all of this. What Kevin does is, like, at the last minute, pull together flyers and yell at me for it, but he does these fantastic photo shoots. He's a great graphic arts designer. Everything that we're doing with the magazine, I mean, everything creative. So Kevin is my full partner in everything that we do. And I'm just looking to grow this thing with great people. So it's really not about a me thing. When it comes to the Untouchables, we are a collective of like-minded individuals who come together for the greater good. That's it. That's what's up, you know. So, yeah, we're grateful and happy and excited. We got a ton of stuff going on and can't wait to share it all with you as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Right now, I also want to bring on another person that's on the line who's an up-and-coming artist, too, and that's Miss Paige Ellis. Paige, are you in the house, girl?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, now make sure now I need you to have the phone off the speaker.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm introducing you right now to Miss Lydia Marie. She's with the Artists Who Rock. Lydia, this is the artist that I'm mentoring right now too, that I like to take under my wing and work with us as well with the Untouchable Project and Artists Who Rock. Paige.
Beautiful.
Now,
hi, Paige.
Yeah, I've got a.
Hi.
That's Miss Lydia Marie, Karima, the producer on the line, and as well as the, Jasmine Soul. Now, Jasmine, I just
Hello,
have a
Paige.
Question for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. With your project that you're having for the film project, are you looking for actors, actresses, vocalists as well?
We are looking for all of that.
I definitely will need that. we have so many different projects going on, and we need a lot of different characters and different personalities, so we definitely will need a casting call, you know.
We want to keep it all Minneapolis as best we can. I mean, the thing is this, you know, Minneapolis is right now at a place where there's a whole resurgence of who we are, what we are, and hundreds of thousands of brilliant writers, and even more now, the millennials, if you will, or the brilliant ones like Jazz, are a part of this thing. But if you go back two generations, or even go back beyond that, there's so much history.
Mm-hmm.
Is to produce everything organically here, involve as many of the people from Minneapolis as we can, from the talent to the producers to the writers to the grips, to the musicians, I mean, everything. And then include other cities that have been very instrumental in helping us to build this brand, which is ATL. I mean, some of my best friends are from there, and some of the greatest groups came from there. So ATL, New York, California, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what's up.
Yeah, and what I'd like to do with WAMRDB, and I'll be speaking with Karima about it, we haven't really sat down and discussed. We've discussed some of it, but I'd like to bring what we call a women's empowerment concert and a concert for the homeless. So with that, I would love to bring the Untouchables down there once we get everything situated, to have Paige perform as well as Jasmine perform, you know, bring in the brilliant ones and have them more out front. You know, Lydia and you and I, we've been at this for years, so we already, you know, we've already, what's the word? We're seasoned already.
We're classics. We've been
yeah.
there, did that, and gonna do it some more. But we're gonna do it through our youth. That's what it is.
That's right. And Karima's gonna be the background singer for all of the events.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So Karima, get ready. What we're gonna do too in just a moment, because we gotta pay our bills in a second. We're gonna feature. We're going to play each artist's song. So one thing I like about having the station here and being on the station, being part of this wondrous, phenomenal station, is a women's station. And on the ladies' room, I like to feature every week an upcoming artist. So in a moment, before we go to break, and I just got to ask Karima if we got a moment, if we can start off with Jazlyn. Jazlyn, what's the name of your song?
I'm not sure if she's doing Going with the Flow, or if she's doing Old School.
That's the one she sent. So
yeah,
That's a great song. Yeah, and we'll be performing that live actually on March 31st and on April 20th. So if any of you guys are coming to the city to participate in any of the Prince Week stuff, I encourage you to come and find us out wherever we are, because you will get to see Jazz doing her thing and all the rest of us doing it, and it's going to be hot, 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 hot.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We're trying to see Karima's getting everything queued up right now. And so it'll just be one moment. We're going to feature the one and only Miss Jazlyn Soul with Going with the Flow in just a moment here.
Beautiful song. Love it.
I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with you, baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with you, baby. Go with
Miss Jasmine Soul on the line with Going With The Flow. That's right. You're listening to WAMRDB, The Meeting in the Ladies' Room. My name is Dee Fly. I got the one and only Miss Karima on the line, our producer, working hard for you. I got Miss Paige Ellis on the line, as well as Jaslyn Soul and Miss Lydia Marie. So, Jaslyn, when you wrote the song, what was you, I mean, like, I'm just feeling the vibe, girl. I could just see myself just rolling down the street, you know, on this song. This is a jam, girl.
What do you have in mind on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I wrote the song, it was actually supposed to be like, I was kind of a mad song, like, you know, I'm just going with the flow, whatever happens. But then I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be negative. Let me turn it into a love song. So I don't know. I kind of see like singing in like a intimate setting club. And, like, you know, just, like, looking at this guy, you know, I'm just going with his flow and wherever it may go, you know, taking a chance on someone, let my guards down. So that's pretty much what it is. It's just, like, a laid-back sort of, you know, jazzy sound, so.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling that. I'm definitely feeling that. I can't wait to hear the other songs that you came up with, too. I know you wrote quite a few compositions, you know.
I got plenty songs for days, for years.
Well, we got plenty of material, and that's what we do on WAMRDB. We feature the upcoming artists, and I'm feeling that song. We have to put that in the rotation, right, Karima? Well, I know I shouldn't be asking her no questions. She's working hard right now. Now, right now on the line, I got Paige Ellis. Paige, I'm back to you again, girl.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, honey. Now, what I need you to do, I don't know if you got me on speaker, but if you could take the phone off the speaker, we're just getting a little bit of playback.
It's not on speaker. I have my headphones in, so.
Oh, you got your headphone. That might be what it is. Is there a way that, I hope you're not driving right now.
Well, I'm parked at the gas station.
I got a lot of nerve to say that. Karima always gets me because I'm always in the car. The car is really my second home. But I wanted to ask you, Miss Paige, how old were you when you started off singing and knowing that God given you the talent to do this?
It was actually eighth grade. I did a school musical, and I honestly, before that, never even remember myself singing, but I was brave enough to try out, and then ever since then, I've been singing, and it's been my passion, so now I'm pursuing it.
Okay. And then who are your musical influences?
Of course, Beyonce. She's a performer and a singer, and she's just creative. But my all-time favorite is Brandy. 90s Brandy is my favorite. She's just got the tone and the voice, everything about her.
Well, I love me some Brandy because Brandy is super cold. She did a phenomenal job. I just watched some music special this past summer. I didn't know that Brandy did all those songs, and, I mean, she's just phenomenally talented. I believe she's from the ATL, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she's from.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got Karima getting ready to cue up your song. She's going to let me know in just 1 second. Is there any way... if I can have you just go off of the headset, if you can just hold the phone possibly, because I still hear just a little bit of feedback.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. While we're doing that, I just want to ask, what sign are you? What's your horoscope, girl?
Ask me
what?
I
wasn't expecting that one. I'm just going to come out and ask. What's your horoscope?
My horoscope is a Capricorn.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Capricorn?
Okay, Capricorn. Jaslyn, what's your horoscope? I didn't ask you that either.
I am a Taurus. How
about
that coming
up? Oh, well, we got a perfect
May
11th. We just missed one. We got one coming
up. I need to figure out the trip where we're going.
Hopefully to the ATL is where we're going to be soon. Lydia, what's your sign?
I'm a Gemini, baby, all day.
Oh, Gemini, yours is coming up too. We got Miss Karima working hard, and she is a Virgo. That's right. Always ask the signs. I always got to ask that, you know. Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you, we got a hell of a team. Paige, I wanted to ask you, too. I know you said Beyonce is one of your influences. With the song that we're going to play in a little bit, did you write that song or explain going on with that song? Okay.
I did write
and
the song.
And with Better.
Can you know?
Okay. Better was about a personal experience, or you was just
personal experience is actually it's actually about a breakup, and it came to me before I actually broke up with the person, so it was almost like I spoke it into existence. It has to happen. Once you hear the song, you'll understand the story. But, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone and it's not working, but you're trying to force it, but, you know, it's just that you're better apart.
Right. And those are, you know, with you and Jasmine being writers, I mean, those are the best songs when it comes from the heart. We're going to have the song ready in about another 5 minutes or so. So we're just getting things lined up here. So as well as Paige, do you have any performances coming up? I know I met you. Now, how I met Paige, everyone, is I seen this little girl, and I'm like, we're at the birthday celebration of Mr. Smooth. I got to give him a shout-out, Mr. West Smooth. And we're at his birthday celebration, and all of a sudden, I hear this girl get up, and she's doing Mary J. Blige a cappella. Just move on. I'm like, who is this? And I'm telling you guys, she can blow too. So we've got some heavy hitters that's going to come out of Minnesota, and we're going to be hitting them hard. So Atlanta and everywhere else, be prepared, because these ladies is going to come at you, and they're going to bring it. And that's what I'm talking about. We do it like that here on the women's station, WAMRDB. That's right. So I'm going to turn things over just to Lydia just for a second while we're getting things queued up here. Lydia. I know we got rehearsal tomorrow, so prepare me.
Okay, so here's how it's going down. I absolutely changed the first set, and I'm known for doing this, and I make the musicians so mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I love y'all, though, but I changed the first set because, for one thing, you guys are so sought after, you and Al, that you guys got another gig the same night, and I'm trying to figure out, how in the heck can we make all of this happen? I changed the first set.
Well, there's going to be another change. I got to stop you on that one.
Nope. Listen, you won't even be there for the change. You won't even be there. I dumped all of that on Jazz, poor thing. I dumped all of that on her.
All of it.
She came.
Every single last time.
Me, her, and Brian, and we've been, you know, we just rehearse every day because at the end of the day, you know, what this is really all about is giving people a sense of let's party together. First of all, the untouchable experience is let's get involved, let's interact. It's not about you sitting there watching us. It's about, hey, sing along with us, get up, dance with us, let's party. So we're doing some old school, some of the great hits from the 70s, the 80s, and then we're going to bring it up forward to what's happening now. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all just going to hang out and vibe until you guys come, and then we're going to do that whole Minneapolis thing, that whole Minneapolis sound. Not just Prince, you know, but Prince, Alex, Jody, Sheila, you know what I'm saying? Like everything that Minneapolis is known for, we're going to touch on and just have a dance party. Just have fun. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the musicians may hate me in the morning, but guess what? These are some of the baddest players ever. So it doesn't matter what I throw at them. Jonathan Ross, Tony Washington, Ed Newman. Brian Lynn. I shouldn't. He's going to be pissed at me. Brian Lynn, myself,
We're all going to be ready to hold it down musically. And then Terry Jackson, I think, is showing up. And we got some other surprises I'm not going to really talk about because it's kind of
hush-hush. Hold the surprise.
Yeah, let me just hold it. But just know that it's going to be hot. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. And we just come to party for the greater good, man. We just want to have some people show up, care about what's going on out here, and give us a way to help them. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
Simple.
I think it's going to work out. Last time, I had to learn the 6 songs in 7 days, so.
Well, I might have.
She ain't the only one that complains about that. I do it.
Hey,
I do it every time.
But we might have to bring Paige into it, too. I don't know how busy Paige's going to be, but. Yeah.
Well, listen, if she's wanting to rock for the greater good, she's welcome. She's always welcome. You know, we're going to do this thing. God always provides a way. I don't even worry about it. He just provides.
Yes, he does.
And if it comes down to it, you know, whether there's two or three of us or whatever, and whatever, we're still going to figure it out. We'll jam it out if nothing else, because I'm going to tell you something about when I do these things. I call all these musicians, especially the celebrities who are in town already, to come to the stage. So you can never know who's going to come and step on the stage, especially if we're talking about an April 20th gig when everybody's in town to honor our brother Prince. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on that whole week. And believe me.
Yeah, it's going to be an emotional weekend.
It's going to be an emotional weekend, yeah.
In Minnesota, you guys, we do it big time for the Purple Majesty himself.
Right.
You know, in honor of him. So, yeah, if you guys are planning to come up from Atlanta, from wherever, Minneapolis, Minnesota is the place to be that weekend. So let them know what's going on the gig on April 21st, is it?
The 21st is the 21st is the anniversary of Prince's death. So, you know, you're going to find a whole bunch of stuff going on everywhere in this city. You know, you're going to find tribute bands playing all Prince music. You're going to, you know, you're just going to find all that. April 20th, however, the day before, the Untouchables will be playing at the House of Charity. And we'll be doing an exclusive party just for those who are homeless. Just for them.
Yeah.
Just for them. And for no other reason. And we want them to feel like they're at a club. Many of them don't get the opportunity to go to a club, to go out and party, so we're bringing the party to them. And there's going to be light refreshments and cookies or whatever. But at the end of the day, I think what's really going to happen is that some people who really don't get a chance to feel special or get a chance to feel like they're doing anything but grinding for survival every day are going to have fun. They're going to dance. They're going to let their hair down. They're going to feel love. That's what we're there for. So from 7 to 10, we'll be at the House of Charity. We're going to have limited seats available. So people really do have to inbox me. I think, let me think here. The capacity in that room is about 300, and there are close to 200 residents that they house. So there's not going to be a lot of room for the public. I know that the press is coming. I know that several people from the board of directors are coming. I have some special friends, celebrities in the industry who are coming. So if people are really serious and want to come to that, and anybody who's coming in from out of town, I'm going to make sure you get a ticket. If you call me up, you can't call me. If you inbox me. So that's going to be a special thing. I think that's going to be just a ton of fun, and we're all just going to party. We're going to give the homeless population one night to really get down and jam and have fun and know that they're special. That's a priority.
Okay. Now, what about the casting call? I know you said I have something with the casting call. What's that about?
Right. So March 31st, which is right around the corner, we're down at East Spring Street Tavern, which is, again, a really intimate little venue in Northeast Minneapolis. And we're going to be just jamming, just kind of tightening up. I mean, it's our first time together, coming together as a collective band-wise. So we're going to be feeling each other out and jamming. But we're also going to be discussing some of the upcoming film projects that we're doing, and that's Jazz and myself and Kevin King all together as partners. And we're looking to give information out about a little bit of information anyway about what that's going to be. But more importantly, finding those artists who are interested in doing some all Minneapolis stuff, because we got so many projects, so much to do. But
yeah,
like I told you, we want to keep it all Minneapolis. So we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to give people an opportunity to give us their name, their email, their phone number, tell us what they do, and to ask for an opportunity to, when we do open up auditions, to come out and audition. We've got some fantastic projects. I think that are, without speaking about it too much, I believe we're going to really turn this thing out here. Between the brilliant
yeah.
one, which is my jazz, my little mama there on the line, myself, my homie Kevin King, and just a whole slew of others. I mean, we're going to turn this thing out. So it's
yeah,
everything.
We got a lot of music parts too. Like
yep,
involves
all
a lot of
music.
So
yep.
Yeah, I know my show will have a lot of different people from the community doing their thing and having their spotlight on the show, because there's a few club scenes and everything. So it's gonna be nice.
There's a lot of opportunity for people to come out to get in as extras. And the big thing with this for me is we're going to be raising money so that we can bring some of the homeless people in as extras mm-hmm. in the movie. Extras as in, you know, maybe they're go for some coffee or production assistant. We're going to give them a job for a day and let them be a part of something very special and uniquely Minneapolis, which is going to be historic. So
right.
every time that the Untouchable do anything, we're looking to just bat it out, just home run, not just do one thing, but do 20 things all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is wonderful. And that's why I want two Paige to be involved, and it's really important. So it's about us networking together, you know?
Right on.
I have someone that messaged me just a moment ago, and what does it take to be in the Artists Who Rock magazine? Like, what does it take?
You know, it's kind of on a case-by-case basis. First of all, you have to be good at whatever it is you're doing. Like, you could have a $10,000 budget, but if you suck, you suck, and you can't get in. I mean, we really have to be serious about what we're doing. We want to uplift those who are coming up, and we want to make sure that the legends, the classic ones, also get represented. So the first step is you email at artistswhorockmagazine@gmail.com. Send us
whatever. Now, what
it
is that again? Repeat that again.
Artists with a S, it's plural. Artist Who Rock. Actually, it's mag.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Artist Who Rock Mag at Gmail. You send your email
right.
there. You tell us who you are, what you're trying to do, what you want, what you need, blah, blah, blah. And then once we review the material, and there's a team of people who do that stuff, there has to be a whole preliminary thing before it gets to me. The team reviews it. They say, yeah, we should look at this, and here's why, and here's what. And then we kind of break it down and determine. Now, if you're really doing something positive for the community, that's a big plus. If you're out there giving back, if your thing is a give back, that's really what the magazine is all about. We will represent and promote those who don't do that. But if you do that, that's an extra plus for me anyway when it gets to my desk. So once you show us what you're on and what you're looking for, then we can offer a variety of packages and services. I mean, we don't ever want to tell anybody no. But I'll be honest with you in saying, as a musician, as a writer, you know, if it's, I don't want to call it garbage. If it's not ready, I'm going to tell you it's not ready and go back to your desk and, you know, do it again. But if it's ready and it's brilliant, I love it. We have featured everybody from George Clinton to Chuck D, to Gary Hines and the Sounds of Blackness, to Kelly Price, to, I mean, the Red Man. I mean, the list, it goes so long. We've got 35 issues in. We're just starting out new again as Artists Who Rock, because the thing I want to do is focus on Minneapolis talent first and foremost. And then I want to focus on the Minneapolis talent who are really giving back, who are really doing something great in the world. And then I want to also focus on the businesses out here who support, because there are many. You got the Lotus Cafe, you got Rudolph's Barbecue, the Lotus Restaurant, Rudolph's Barbecue, Giacchino's Pizza. These are the guys who support us each and every time
we go out here to do anything. And they give us gift certificates to raffle off. I mean, these are the ones, especially the Lotus, who give without talking about it. And so those are the ones, the entrepreneurs, the small businesses that I want to highlight. So really, Artists Who Rock is, it's artists, but it's not artists in the sense of the word, well, only a musician or an actor. No, artists are people who own restaurants. Artists are entrepreneurs. Artists are people who are just creative, period. So really, that's where we're at. That's what we're doing. And we are an international publication. I mean, geez, the last time we published issue 35, we had, God, readers in 72 countries around the world. And it's not hard to do when you're a free magazine. We're free. We're free to read, you know. So whatever you're doing, if what you're on is good and it's positive, hit us up. We have clients everywhere around the world.
Right. Well, I'm going to wrap this up, and that is phenomenal. I'm going to wrap this up in just 1 second. We're going to listen to Paige Ellis' song with Better, and then we're going to wrap things up. So remember, you guys, you're listening to it here on the Women's Station, WAMRDB, and now we're presenting the next artist with Ms. Paige Ellis with Better.
We were meant to be, yeah. We were meant to be. 'Cause you were my first everything.
That's right. In the background, you listen to the sound of Paige Ellis. I want to thank each and every one of you all that came on and tuned in with us tonight on WAMRDB. I want to thank Miss Lydia Marie. Hey, Lydia, thank you so much.
Thank
Ms.
you,
Javelin.
Ma'am. Beautiful. Thank you.
Miss Javelin,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Going on with
thank
the
you.
Flow, going with the flow, girl. I want to thank the one and only Miss Paige Ellis as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
hold
me.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Wait, excuse me. Excuse me. Where are you going? This, you,
where
what
am
you
I
mean?
Going?
You going to do a 30-minute show? Girl, you better get to working. Are you having me flopping down the highway to get here? Nope. Y'all better stay on this line. Y'all got another 30 minutes. Somebody better say something. Wrong
well,
again.
Okay. I didn't know. I thought it was an hour, Missy.
It ain't been no hour. It's been 30 minutes.
Yes, it has.
Has it?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's that
See,
doing
that's what it is.
Time?
That's what we're having such a good time. You in the background like, yeah, going on with the flow, and now you're talking about it's better, and up here listening to Regina Hicks with real love, and then listening to me sending love. You're like, oh, I just don't want to hang up. You up there singing background. That's right.
That's what I do. That's what I do. That is exactly what I do. But, yeah, you know, I just want to thank all you guys for tuning in. You know, we're on the TuneIn app as well, so you guys can look us up on the TuneIn app. And I was just bragging to Demonica that I had made flyers for all of you all while we were sitting there producing the show. So I made a flyer with you and the Jocelyn Soul, and I posted on Lydia's page, and I made one with Lydia, posted on Lydia's page, and then, of course, Demonica had hers already. I'm just saying. And one of the computers went down, so I was trying to come up with a way to make somebody sing freestyle. So I said, pick on the young one.
Pick on the young one.
Pick on the young one. Pick on the millennial. Pick on one of them and let them see what's going on. But, you know, I just love being associated with you guys. I apologize for being kind of distant. There's a whole lot of stuff going on here. And I just kind of refuse. I don't know. But the one thing I want to share with everybody is that Demonica says that, you know, we play indie artists and stuff, but we play only female artists. We only play women artists. We don't play any male music whatsoever. But we always are looking for new female artists. We have one artist that we play his song, and that's because he's the vice president of the company, which is Mario. But outside of that, that's it. So that's what we pride ourselves on. That's the uniqueness of WMRDB, the woman station. We call ourselves the new look and feel of radio. And we also talk about issues regarding the homelessness, which Ms. Lydia does quite a wonderful job, extraordinary job that's much needed. I'm just kind of tired of her keep talking about it as just only including Minnesota people. I'm like, really? So that's how it is. So, okay.
For now.
But yeah, for now. Okay, I got you. But y'all are very talented up there. I mean, the word being artist, y'all take it to another level. You know, and you can tell that just based on the fact that you guys do, you know, you guys, everything, you're a musician. And now I know why you act the way you do, Miss Lydia, because you are a Gemini. Mario's a Gemini. See, all 6 of y'all, 12 of y'all.
Ah.
he's
yeah, I'm a little to the right.
Depending on which screen you're talking to at night.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
But yeah, we
never
so
the same
flight. We get it now. I understand. So much is coming. So much has been made clear. Your proteges, I feel sorry for two of the mother ladies. They should have run y'all to death. They're gonna be standing against the wall, holding on to something. Lord, they're gonna be.
Now,
we appreciate y'all.
Don't be telling
us. Hey, you run me crazy. I'm in Atlanta. But yeah, we really do. We are looking forward to having an all women's event here for the domestic violence, all the activities in which we're involved in for women. I think we're the only station that really directs the talk and the conversation about what's real out here. Women living on the streets without pads and tampons. That's got to be a horrific situation. Plus, it's cold. No joke about it. And, you know, we keep play these commercials talking about in relation to homeless periods and things like that, because you're not going to hear the men talk about it. You're not going to play it. It's not something they can truly market other than just running a tampon commercial. They're not going to talk about women being homeless in the shelters and all that and not having those hygiene products that they need in order to feel like they're, you know, comfortable. So those are the real reasons, I think, the uniqueness in which I you know, that we've created the platform is specifically for that. And, you know, I really thank God for Demonica. You know, we have our ups and downs and stuff. Her husband thinks we're crazy, so man, he just kind of stay out of it now.
Karima will call him and she'll tell on me, and then I got to deal with the aftermath.
And then Demonica call and tell on me, and I have to be like, uh-oh, here you go. So yeah, we got a good situation going. It's crazy. It's a love situation. But I miss being a part of the Midwest. I think if it wasn't so cold, I would be back there. My sister and brother there is in St. Paul, so you know they can have that. I don't think I have a mom. But yeah, but we thank you all for tuning in, and I appreciate you all letting me drop in with y'all for a moment. And the rest of the young ladies have dropped off the line, so we truly appreciate it.
But I just want to send a shout out also to my sister on the line, who's a Virgo. I believe she's listening in to Cherie. So I know how you Virgos are.
Definitely tune in all week long to the TuneIn app. We're on BlogTalk. We're on Mixcloud.
Right.
We're on Spreaker. We used to be on SoundCloud till they threw me off, but that's all right. Forget them. Forgot them. Never thought about them. So they threw me off for that. And we're on the TuneIn app. Soon to be on iTunes with all of our podcasts. So we're blessed.
Yeah.
And I want to thank everybody for certainly just please tell your friends. Tell every woman that you know to check out, you know, Atlanta Mix Radio, WMRDB. And look at some of the projects that we're doing, and we ask people to just get involved, because these women, for the best of violence piece, y'all, these women out here dying. You know, we just had a lady that was just ambushed by her boyfriend, just sitting, he sat in the laundromat all day, because the post office is right at the edge of the laundromat, and then when she got out of her car, he blew her, he shot and killed her. You know, and then, you know, some lady, she posted her face on Facebook, and she was a beautiful young woman, beautiful lady. I mean, beautiful. And that man beat her, and she was like, I would normally not do this. She said, but I want people to see what he did to me. And he did it in front of another guy, you know, and the guy didn't even help, you know. And if it was here in Georgia, it might have been his lover. You know, because that's how they get down now. You know, these guys, this is mess, honey.
Undercover
brothers. Really is. So, undercover, they out in the open. They got a picture, y'all. They got a picture on Facebook when the two guys are kissing each other, and he's saying, I wouldn't mess with another bitch, man. I wouldn't mess with another bitch, baby. Don't worry about it. He kissing the brother. He all hugged up with her. I mean, him and stuff. So, you know, Atlanta is ferocious for
we are going to have a show about that, too, here on the Women's Station, about that, about the brothers that's on the down low and not letting their families and their wives know, you know. I mean, this is my thing. If you want to do that, give me the option. Give me the option, you know, because it's out here.
Right.
You know, I worked for the HIV Task Force in Minneapolis some years ago. It's out here. But people ain't believing that this stuff is out here. You know, back in the day, you used to be able to say, okay, now you know somebody didn't got a shot, and they would make a joke about it and get rid of it, getting them some penicillin. Mm-hmm. Now we got some stuff that ain't going nowhere. Give me the option.
Nope. It is. It's going to be a whole show about HIV. And we got to really get out. You know, they got the one-day pill. They say that's okay. You take the one-day pill now, and there's no telling what the side effects is. Every time they give you something, there's a side effect for something else. Then your ovaries fall out if you take the one-day pill. You know what I'm saying? You just never know. So,
right.
You know, this is a great – people are not talking about this. The conversation has to get together. You know, we have another generation that's here in Atlanta, and I'm telling y'all the truth. They're 9 to 12 years old, HIV positive. A whole area in Fulton County, 12 years old, HIV positive. So this is real out here, and self-genocide is real. You know, and all of these different things that are happening in our community are absolutely real, too. So, I mean, the discussion has to come. And we need to, you know, we need to stand up for a lot of reasons. You know, I think people, dang, who made this flyer?
I have
Ooh, that thing looks good right there, honey. I'm right. But anyway, okay. Y'all messing with my... Is it midnight? What's computer right? What time is it? Oh, I got to go. Y'all can go now.
Right.
Okay.
It's 11:11. So once again, I want to thank you guys at Cream of Praise. We're going to continue this conversation, and that's why we call it Meeting in the Ladies' Room. You know, because we're getting it off our chest. We're just letting it loose. Enjoying ourselves, kick back. And don't forget, everyone that's out there, if you want to turn in your materials, send in your originals, your music, you can Facebook me. That's right. That's Demonica Fly, F-L-Y-E. Facebook me and send it through Messenger. We're looking for ladies. No disrespect, you know, no disrespect to the gentlemen. Not listen to duets or something. But right now, we're going to feature the ladies because we're the lady station. So I want to give a shout out once again. And
the
give
woman
it up to
station.
Lydia
I'm
Marie.
Not no lady. I am not a lady. I am not a lady. I am a grown ass woman.
Woman. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Woman.
Miss Jack.
The woman.
And Miss Paige. And oh, Karima, ladies, just in case, this Friday, Next Level Zone Mario Coleman's going to be in the house at what time, Karima?
9 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
So that would
Eastern
be
time.
At 9 o'clock. It would be 8 o'clock our time now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all on the same time down there.
Well, you're an hour ahead of us.
All right,
so, yeah. So Mario
I don't
Coleman,
know
that's
I'm
right.
Doing
that. If you love spoken word, tune on in to the Women's Station. You guys have a good evening. Peace, love, and sick and grief. Remember, nothing is impossible. Thank you so much.
You love me so. find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.